Sahanavavatu, Sahanopunaktu, Sahaviryam karavavahe, Tejasvinavadidamastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, 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 Hari Om. Is it your negative thoughts or emotions that get you down? Or maybe it is a combination of both. Too often we allow our negative thoughts and or emotions to pull us into a low space. However, there is a fantastic cure for this phenomenon that comes to us from ancient India. And this is the tradition of chanting mantras, sacred Sanskrit sound vibrations that calm and heal a mind that is running astray, which usually then leads us into a downward spiral into negative emotions. So from negative thoughts into negative emotions. In today's episode, we will explore this amazing tool of chanting mantras and how you need never worry again once you have, as friends, these beautiful sound vibrations that can soothe your soul, uplift your emotions, and pacify your troubled mind. Namaste and welcome to the Spiritual Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitri Amba, director of the American Reiki Academy and the Vedic Healing Center. I'm a Reiki master, Vedic Healing master, and spiritual life coach who has practiced and taught spiritual self-development and healing for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, yoga, manifestation, spiritual growth, and feng shui, based upon my studies and work in these disciplines. The aim of this show is to help you awaken, develop, and tap into your spiritual power in order for you to manifest love, happiness, success, well-being, peace, and productivity, so you may blossom into the highest expression of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is entitled, Let's Talk Mantra Power. The other day, someone I know told me that she had learned a mantra, and I was thrilled. As many of you know, I have personally used mantras for many, many years now as a powerful technique to change circumstances in my life, starting first from within my own being. So my own thoughts and emotions, shifting those, and then as those shift, the circumstances shift around me and in my life. So I love when someone is attracted to this science of mantra chanting. When she told me she had learned a mantra, I asked her eagerly which mantra had she learned and where had she learned it. And then I cringed a little bit when she kind of stumbled over or garbled, you could say, the name of the mantra. It was just the name, not the actual chant. But what it indicated to me was that probably the entire mantra was also amiss. Now, this is not a judgment at all, because we all have to start like babies with these Sanskrit mantras, since they are in a language that is foreign to most non-Indians. If you grew up in India, you are accustomed to hearing Sanskrit chanted. But if you did not grow up in India or around any such tradition, then you would have to really kind of train your being to catch on to these sound vibrations, because they're very different from any language. And so I've taught people who are Spanish speaking, French speaking, Japanese speaking, Chinese speaking, Italian speaking, and each person has to really kind of master the sounds differently according to what their body is used to producing, what their mouth and their tongue are used to producing in the way of sounds. And therefore, when I asked her about the experience of learning and this mantra, and she really stumbled over the name, I thought, okay, that's not a great sign. I thought that inside. But I asked her, how is the mantra working in your life? And then she said, well, she really couldn't pronounce it. She didn't know the words. She hadn't memorized it. She was confused about the rhythm, and she wasn't really using it. She had only a YouTube recording to refer to. And I felt sad inside. So, as I've said in these episodes, these mantras are so dear to me because I know the effect that they can have in our lives. And thus, I want people to really benefit from them. So, nevertheless, it prompted this episode on mantras again, another episode on mantras. And I thought, let me just shed some more light on this science, and maybe it will be of help to somebody listening who is attracted to this incredible practice. So, in order for a mantra to work, there are many factors involved. And since it is part of my mission to teach mantras and spread their incredible power to those who are attracted to them, I wanted to talk about mantra power today. And specifically, let's look at what makes a mantra. How do you get the power of the mantras? And how can we effectively apply them in our lives? Now, first, I thought, let's talk about what mantras are not. Often we hear mantras are affirmations, but I would say mantras are not affirmations, although we use them like an affirmation. Mantras are also not just some words that have been haphazardly strung together. Instead, they have been carefully put together. Mantras are also not just words repeated over and over. Instead, mantras are sacred sound vibrations that have been precisely arranged in order to invoke divine energy. This energy gets awakened within us and all around us. In Sanskrit, we call this awakened energy Shakti. So, what makes a mantra? A mantra was originally revealed to a sage who was deep in meditation. Thousands of years ago, these mantras originated, and they were then passed down through generations and lineages until they come to us, until they find you, the practitioner. So when a mantra finds you, it is indeed a great blessing. In fact, it has been said that you do not find a mantra. Instead, the mantra finds you. In other words, when the time is right, you connect with this energy in the form of sound vibration, this energy called Shakti, this spiritual energy in the form of sound vibration. Then it is up to you to embrace what has reached out to you, the mantra, and take up the study and practice of it. This endeavor cannot be forced. Sometimes you hear a mantra, but you do not gravitate towards it until much later in life, perhaps, when it crosses your path again. I often tell people in class that there were mantras I heard years before I studied them. And as I understand it now, those mantras were having an effect in my energy field. It's like they were tapping on my shoulder and saying, we're here, when you're ready, we're here. And so part of me was waking up and hearing them and noticing them, but not yet stepping into the actual interaction with them. So when the mantra crosses your path again, perhaps you are then ready to embrace it at that time. Maybe not, maybe you hear it many, many times, but at some point you will be ready to embrace it, to work with it, and then to benefit from its special power. So, power. How do you actually get the power of the mantras? Usually, to really obtain the power of the mantra, you do not simply read about it and practice it or listen to YouTube recordings. Rather, you would enter into a deep and beautiful relationship with the mantra in which it touches you in profound ways. So this is most possible after you have been initiated into the mantra. Before that, although you may practice it and you may chant it, while the mantra may be effective with you, its full power remains concealed until your teacher sparks its energy in your energy field. And so in the West, we don't really have this concept much of initiation, but in, for instance, martial arts traditions, in India, in Japan, in some of these Eastern countries, modalities were passed down through an initiation experience, through the interaction with the teacher, saying, here, I am conveying to you not only the intellectual property of this mantra, but also its potency. So I was initiated in India in 1998 into Vedic healing, into mantra practice, meditation, and the other elements of Vedic healing. And the effects of that initiation have guided me into deep states with my spiritual work and into lovely, tangible, amazing results in my life. So while listening to a mantra may spark your interest, if you really wish to get the full benefit of mantra work, I would advise you to ask inside that you may be led to the right teacher. Now, how can we effectively apply mantras in our lives? There are several ways and layers of working with mantras. Everybody thinks a mantra is just to be chanted, but actually mantras can be chanted, they can be meditated upon, they can be sung, they can be written. Even within the chanting, there are many layers where the mantra is working. For instance, one example is the mantra does not only have to be verbally intoned, it can also be done inside the being, in silence. And this is just one example. But this is actually when the mantra is strongest, is in that silence. But to get to this depth, we require many years and repetitions of the mantra, and even maybe many lifetimes. We don't really know, and we are not told these details. We are not made aware of them. We must only experience and learn the details for ourselves. It's a very intimate and private experience of chanting mantras. So we learn by embracing the practice and then going within. Now, you can play mantras in your home to purify the environment. This is one simple way to bring the power of mantra sound vibrations around you and your family. I've said in these episodes before, as it relates to feng shui, your home is a sacred environment that you create through the objects you place in it, the activities you do in the home, the colors you use, the smells, the activities in the home. And one of the things we use is sound vibration. What are the sounds that are in your home every day? You know, in Vedic healing, we use bells. We ring a bell at the altar for different things that we're doing. The sound of the bells radiates through the home. It's a very beautiful, gentle sound. Animals we have seen, all of us have seen how amazingly tuned in they are to sound, how sensitive they are, their sense of hearing. I have had the great privilege of caring for and loving some feral cats, wild cats, this lifetime. And because they lived in the backyard, I had to call them for dinner. Well, I didn't have to, but I decided I would. And instead of just putting the food out. So as we developed a relationship, I would alert them for dinner with bells. And I have a collection of beautiful bells from India. I actually have hundreds of bells, different bells, antique bells. So I had a specific strand of bells that hung on the glass door to the outside. And I would ring that strand when it was lunch or dinner time or breakfast time for the cats, the feral cats. And I always marveled that I could ring any other bell in my home and the cats would not be seen. They would be lying around in the grass. But when I touched that specific strand of bells, they were so tuned in to that frequency. Those were their bells, and they came running for their food. So I tell that just as a story to make you think about maybe the sounds that are available in your home and the way you can tune into subtle energies through sound vibration, through the ringing of a bell, through the saying of a prayer, through the singing of a particular lullaby that you do every night, maybe for your child, and through the chanting of mantras that will wake up your home in the morning, that will bring light into the space, and that will help you, as I started this episode by saying, will help you with negative emotions, negative thought forms. This is one of the incredible aspects of mantras, is they calm a worried soul. They soothe the anxiety that we might have, or the fear, or the endless thoughts that go round and round that are sometimes not very advantageous for us. So this is one incredible benefit of mantra chanting. And to conclude this episode, I would like to say one more thing, and maybe it is perhaps the most important point about mantras. Mantras don't merely calm the mind and help you transmute stress or set up a positive force field at home, although all these things are important, and a positive force field within you as well. Yes, they do all of this, but why are these things so important? Why do we want that calmer energy field, that more focused mind, that greater sense of power? This is also important because with this type of energy field available to us, we create better. We manifest better. And we are here as conscious creators on this planet. Now, by better, I mean at a higher level, at a level that is truly in alignment with who we are. Anyone can create, and we do it all of the time. Most people, in fact, go to jobs and create all day long, but many people say they find little meaning in what they are doing. Why would anyone want to spend hours, precious hours of the day, creating something that is not in alignment with our highest self-expression? Chanting mantras helps accelerate positive circumstances in our lives that are truly in alignment with who each of us is. Chanting mantras helps us become in tune with ourselves so that we can create at a higher level. Remember, a mantra is like a prescription from the divine. Just like you would go to the doctor and receive a script for some medicine, or perhaps you would take vitamins and minerals and eat the right foods to support your body. You also need the right energetic frequencies in order to tap into your highest expression. So you are not just going about life on autopilot, but truly living what you came here to do, and not waiting until later in life to say to yourself, what was the purpose of my specific life on this earth? Why was I put here? Mantras destroy barriers. They clear our paths. They help us consciously create more readily, more effortlessly, more easily. And here on this earth, I would say we need all of the mystical and divine assistance we can get. Because one day, when the body may be weak, when it's tired, or perhaps sick, our spirit will remain alive and will dwell inside of us, alive and well, and vibrant. Why not work with amplifying this spiritual energy within now so that you will always be able to connect with it? A mantra can help you succeed. And as all of you know, this is one of my most favorite topics. So I'm not finished speaking about mantras, and I will look forward to sharing again in one of the upcoming episodes. I hope you enjoy these topics. Please write to me via the website and let me know what you would like to hear more about. I'm very happy to speak about all of these incredible tools that have helped me so much on my path. And if you would like to find out about how to use spiritual self-development and tap into an extraordinary wealth, a spiritual wealth that leads to real-world success and happiness, then please visit the website and contact me directly so I can be of assistance. You can join our email list and receive free weekly tips about spiritual self-development that will help you along your path. Om Asato Ma Sakamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sai Ram Jai Guruji Om Amriteshwariye Namaha Hare Krishna Om Namah Shivaya.